Okay, people, Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
I'm on my f***ing lunch break, okay?
Merry Christmas!
When Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's gonna find the jolliest bunch of a**s this side of the nut house.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
The time has come for all grit grinders alike to tune into the boys as they spit fire through the mic. That means Noodles and O-Dog and Hayes are your hosts for Overdrive's first annual advent calendar that's grittier than most. We'll have hot takes and lists and friends of the show. So strap on a holiday feed bag and let that boiler grow.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
All right, so day two, yesterday I think went pretty well. We'll pat ourselves on the back. It was okay.
I thought it went very well.
Good start, you know, kind of kicking things off. And we're still kind of just figuring out where we're going to take this. I mean, something different every single day. And we're going to open the door on day two. You guys ready?
I'm ready to rock.
On this, the second day of the Overdrive Advent Calendar, I present to you a man that can pull off the butt-cut khakis and tight-tuck golf shirt look better than anyone. He's a friend of the show, Brian McCabe.
Brian wow. McCabe.
Wow. You have actually done your homework on this Advent Calendar.
Brian McCabe on the show. What's happening, Brian?
How we doing, fellas? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How are you feeling?
Show. Yes.
I am good. I'm good. Glad to be back in Florida. I've been on the road in some miserable cold weather, so very happy to be home.
How honored are you to be a part of our Advent calendar? Day two, you're up. A very good
how
friend
am I
of the
not,
show.
Like the day, how am I not like the big Christmas present on Christmas Day? How am I day two? Come on, I'm actually offended, you guys.
You've got to earn that. You've got to work your way up the ladder.
How's everything going, fellas?
We're doing good. Okay,
actually, we've got a question for you right off the gate, right out of the hop here. We've had Matt's on. Who else have we had on that can confirm or
we
deny?
We had Tucker on to
Darcy
confirm.
Tucker to confirm or deny. Can you confirm or deny that the gentleman that sits next to me, Jeff O'Neill, used to take some of the shortest showers in the history of the NHL?
It's 100% confirmation. The walkthrough, the O-Dog walkthrough, it's still, I think people still call that in this league to this day. And I will concur.
Really?
I believe someone told me, and I will confirm this story, MSG pregame skate, literally 3 seconds in the shower, a towel wipe, a streak like 4 feet long on the towel, puts his suit on, goes home, goes to bed, comes back to the game. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever witnessed in my National Hockey League career.
So just paint, like just painting a towel.
Paint that, and the fact that I don't think I ever saw him bring a toothbrush, no matter how long the road trip was. So yeah, he's one of the most disgusting human beings to ever play the game.
Well, you are so full.
That's where you got to. You literally have
I'm
to give the guy.
I'm not doing this, Eddie. You guys are setting me up.
I was on the trainer's table and saw the wipe and discard into the laundry bin, and it hooked on the end of the laundry bin. It's just hanging there, you know. Full blown paint, like it was legendary.
What type of tip do you have to leave the room guy behind who's got to clean that nastiness up?
Oh my God. But you know what? The one thing, O-Dog, I'll give him that. He always took care of the trainer as well. So rightfully so, after leaving stuff like that around for them to clean up.
I guess you have to.
The guy had a SARS mask and rubber gloves on.
Full hazmat suit they used to wear around when O-Dog was on the team.
Just leaves a towel and a hundy.
Exactly. Scotty McKay used to wear that outbreak suit that Dustin Hoffman wore in that movie, the yellow one with the glass.
I love it.
You're an idiot.
That is outstanding. With Brian McCabe, we haven't really discussed the news out of Leafs practice today. I guess Tyler Bozek's had like food poisoning for 3 days. But they were in Vancouver on Friday night, so everyone's suggesting that maybe it was...
It's the Roxy Burger.
The Roxy Burger.
You got a raw Roxy Burger.
Is like the Roxy, these guys talk about it all the time. Is that one of your top spots on the road in Vancouver?
Oh, I actually played in Van for 2 years, and that place almost ended my career before it even started. Yeah, it's... fun city to be in. I still think it's going, isn't it?
It
even
is.
To this day, the guy teams actually still go there. It's crazy to me.
I don't know.
Why is it so good, though? Like, is it just a dumb hockey thing where that's the only place we know
to go? It's got a live band every night, and it goes every night. We played the Canucks
on the... Yeah, the Roxy and Harry O's in L.A. when we used to go there. Those were, like, the two NHL staples around the league.
And Calgary Cowboys might be in that conversation as well.
Yeah, the old Cowboys. But the funny thing was that the Roxy, like Noodles was just saying, you could run into three different NHL teams in one sitting because someone would play Calgary and fly in after the game. You'd be playing Vancouver and staying overnight, and all of a sudden it'd be like 2 in the morning, and there'd be like three or four NHL teams in one bar. It was crazy.
That's outstanding, man. Yeah. That's like the draft.
Just grappling and elbowing, moving
jockeying
around.
For position all over
just
the place.
Wiley Coyotes, guys just building fences left and right.
Like, you're just praying a tough guy or somebody.
The lawnmowers were out big time, too. Just lawnmowers.
Oh, yeah. Man. Just that's grinding. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like Sid rolls in at one, and you're like, here we go.
I'm out of here. I got to let you go, miss.
Exactly.
Just on a John Deere right through the Roxy.
Oh, yeah.
With Brian McCabe. Yeah, man, that's... I'm not surprised, but you guys... Like, you guys have talked about different bars and different spots. Like, would you ever hear about a place in Toronto where teams would go to? Or is Toronto too big? It's like New York.
And... I think it's too big.
Well,
there are too many places.
Well, Toronto's kind of like New York where everything switches every year. Like, when we first came in the league, I think the Richmond Street was, like, the Big Easy and all those places. But now that's, like, gone, you know? Now it's, like... King Street West and all that stuff. So there's a big turnover, kind of like New York City. What's hot this week type thing in Toronto. It's such a big town.
With Brian McKay, we had Matt's on last week, and O always talks about just riding with Matt Sundin and, what was it, the Amex Black, and he'd lay that down. I mean, how you played with him for a long time, and what was that like, just being a part of Sundin's entourage at the height here in Toronto?
He's awesome. Such a humble guy, great teammate, unbelievable captain. Like, thing I remember, he always made everyone feel like they were a part of the group, whether you're a minor leaguer or not. I remember he always threw the biggest team party every year. Once a year, he'd open up his doors, bring in, like, all 10-plus staff to cater this party, like, from Harbor 60 and the best meal and shaker, and guys would be falling asleep in his pool, and... He was great, man. I love Matt to this day. He's very, I don't know if he's underrated. He's in the Hall of Fame, but I don't think he gets the credit he deserves for the type of player and leader he was. He was phenomenal, and I was really lucky to, you know, obviously befriend him, but play with him too.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think in Toronto, everyone is well aware of his greatness, but he's in the Hall of Fame, so I don't know how underrated you can really be, but he was subdued, man. I mean, you guys would have known what he was about behind the scenes, and... not a lot of that kind of stuff got out, and I get the impression like the Leafs today are kind of in a similar spot.
I don't even think if that stuff could get out anymore. I mean, Caber, if we had the people like wives or girlfriends would post that stuff on Instagram, and it wouldn't have the same effect. It would have been awful.
Yeah, it's a different time. I'm glad I played back when we played. I wish we could go back to that. It was a lot of fun and a lot of shenanigans, but yeah, it's a different day and age for sure. Along, you know, with social media and all that stuff, you got to be really, really careful what you're doing and who you're doing it with and stuff like that. But we sure had fun.
Yeah, no kidding. With Brian McCabe, you said you're down in Florida. What's Christmas like down in Florida, in South Florida?
It's weird. Honestly, it is. It's really weird, but you get used to it, obviously. I wish for one day we could have snow for, like, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and make it feel a little more like Christmas. But, you know, we Griswold the heck out of our house the day after Thanksgiving, so... We try to make it as Christmassy as possible. We got all the lights up and all that stuff, so it's still fun. When you got young kids, it's always fun.
So last week, I believe it was, the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Edmonton Oilers played, and we got a bunch of messages on our Twitter account after Chris Russell had an unfortunate incident. Can you imagine, I mean, people were talking, what you went through. Where was your incident? Was it in Buffalo?
In Buffalo, in overtime. With like 2 seconds left. Yeah, but as soon as I saw it too, I said, well, TSN's going to be replaying the top 10 own goal. Here it comes. Well, but yeah, I give him a, come on, his shot, high slot. Yeah. I was right in the paint, just like a Gary Roberts tapping. He put some honest effort into that one. High slot, turned, buried it. It was, I had a good laugh. I know what he's going through. I feel his pain. Trust me. But, you know how many guys have done that? It happens. Not many guys have accomplished it in overtime, though. That's like, I think I'll have that claim to fame for a while.
Well, Bri, we were talking about him. It's like, is it just you get in the locker room and say, you know what, I screwed up, it was ugly, screw it, or does it affect confidence, or do you think he just rolled off his back and he's like, screw this, I'm moving on?
Well, it definitely affected me, for sure. I wasn't the same for a long time after that. Couldn't quite get away from it when your face is on the front page of the paper for like a week straight. And then it just seemed to steamroll, you know, like, you're having a good game, and then something bad happens again. You're like, oh, here we go again. You know, so it's not as easy to shake as you would think. Edmonton's a pretty big market now, obviously, with McDavid and stuff. But obviously, you know, in a place like Toronto or Montreal or something, it's not easily – you can't easily get away from it after it. You know, if I were to do that in Florida, it wouldn't even be in the paper the next day, you know, type thing. But I hope for his sake that it rolled off his shoulder because, you know, he's a big part of their team and a good hockey player.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky. You had John Ferguson Jr., who I'm sure came out and put a shield around you and just took bullets for you back then.
I love it. I'm not even going to go. I'm not going to speed O-Dog.
Right. That's a good point.
I'll take a pass on that one. I've heard some of his comments. I'm going to pass on that one.
That was more directed towards him to put a quarter in him.
Yeah, go on.
Anyway, it's always great catching up with you, man. We really appreciate you doing this for us, and I'm sure we'll bug you and we'll catch up again down the road.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good holiday and all the best.
Thanks, Ass. We'll see you, buddy.
Bye, guys.
There he is, Brian McCabe. Day two of the advent calendar. First friend of the show.
That was a good pluck.
That was
good work on your advent calendar.
He is such a beauty.
I love that guy. I played with him right at the start of his career. He's just a good man. Like, that's, you say it all the time when you hear guys. You know, it's kind of a lost saying where somebody say, like, he's a good guy, great in the room, and the guys love him. That's what Kaber was. And let's not forget, he was a really good player, too. Like, he had a bomb for a shot, very aggressive. Like,
you got to see that guy's brother. His brother was out of, like, a movie. There was a guy walking around with a leather jacket and a mullet, and I was like, who's that guy? And someone was like, that's Assface's brother, Snake. He has a brother named Snake.
Come on. We should ask him about his brother.
He just wears cowboy boots, like leather jackets, and a rat tail.
Well, he's a Western boy, right?
I was just going to say, for me, he's from out west.
His name's Snake.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with Snake.
Probably been in a few bar fights in his day,
too. He's just a legend, Snake.
I love that comment about the Roxy. Almost ended his career before it even started.
And you should have seen the moving and shaking.
When you had two or three teams in there at the same time?
Actually, I was at the Roxy one night, and Calgary was in there. Kiprasov, Aginla. You were probably with
them. I'm sure I was.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, Jerome's in here. I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm not.
Well, he's married. He's
I know, but back in the day, it was a long time ago. It's just, you just notice the big wheels around. You're like, I'm out of this game.
Well, that girl that was actually paying attention to you isn't paying attention anymore.
Oh, she will circle around and you are ninja dust.
No, she'll just go for a drink and then never come back.
Right. Actually, that's I just got to go to the washroom. I'll be right back. Save me a spot.
An hour
later, you walk out. She's sitting there with a Ginla. Like, okay.
Doing shots.
Yeah. All right.
Not good.